You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Country folks can survive. And this is one of them up here in North Dakota. James Kelso, your host for the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in, all you country folks out there, whether you live in a city or not. You're the country folks that were just being sung about. The real Americans. This is May 16th, 2021. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, and we'll be together for 2 hours here, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Your calls are urgently requested at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. I will endeavor to put you on the air as soon as I see your name come up here from our engineer in Round Rock, Texas, and not make you wait. So with those preliminaries put aside, let's get the party started here. And the let's see, for a theme, I am liking this as we go on the air today. Donald Trump, the most incredible messenger we've ever seen in our political lives, is back. He's putting out messages with the frequency that we came to know and love on, before Twitter deleted him, canceled him. So he's back on DonaldJTrump.com, and that's where you need to pay attention. Go there. Please help build up the audience to that site, DonaldJTrump.com. There'll be plenty enough. He's now putting out the volume again, and we'll start today's show with that. I've seen today so far, three great messages, and they're longer now than they were with the short tweets. I think, wasn't there a limit on tweets, how many characters you can put in a particular tweet? So these messages would each, in days of yore, would have been broken down into two, three, or four tweets. So these three big messages today are the kind of volume he was producing as, as president. And I would add to that, he is still producing them as president. He was elected to the presidency, and he still is our president. And of course, that'll be something we talk about extensively today, is the theft of the 2020 election, how incredibly important it is that we hammer on the theft of the election. That cannot be put behind us. It cannot be swept under the rug. It cannot be ignored. If the demon rats are allowed to get away with the theft of the 2020 election, in all likelihood, there will never be another election in your country. I'll elaborate on what I mean by that, but that will be the end of elections. It will be the end of freedom. It will be the end of the Constitution, the end of the First, Second, and every other amendment. the end of every article of the Constitution, the American Republic will have been trashed. And demon rat power will be exactly what George Orwell prophesied that it would be back in 1948. He has O'Brien there telling Winston Smith, the hero in that dystopian novel, that you can visualize the inner party that is the deep state. Interesting how closely Orwell's language exactly describes what's going on now. We talk about the deep state now. George Orwell talks about the inner party, in which O'Brien was a big shot. And O'Brien says, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have I have 1984 right here, but I don't have the page open. He says to Winston, visualize our big brother as a boot in your face forever. Or maybe a boot on your face forever. And that's the time frame I wanted to introduce there, is how long will we have lost freedom in America? How about forever? Because once the inner party, once the communists gain control, they don't let go. They never voluntarily let go of that power. It has to be taken back from them. It has to be won again by patriots in this country or any country. Has to be won again. The Baltic peoples, the Latvians, Lithuanians, and Estonians, they had to regain their freedom. They had to win it again. They did a lot of stuff that we need to do, a lot of popular resistance, a lot of populism there in those three Baltic nations that have been crushed by the Soviet communists, the Chuck Schumers, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Joe Biden's, the communists of life. Communists have always been there. Communism didn't originate with Karl Marx. It didn't come into fruition in 1917 in the Bolshevik Revolution. Communism is the oldest profession known to man. It's older than that one reputed to be the oldest profession. It is communism, which is what? It's evil. Evil's always been there and always will be. Certainly, it's certainly here now. And it's not going anywhere. So the evil never gives up its grip. Freedom has to be wrested from it. Now, just think about it. What an incredible thing we as Americans have enjoyed throughout the entirety of our lives. We've been living in the most free, most wonderful, most amazing nation ever created on the face of the earth. I have in my teaching area here, the whole house is an academy here for my nine-year-old, but I got a parchment version of the Declaration of Independence. It's on the wall behind me here, pretty darn near full size. And it's wonderful and beautiful. And I'm going to get a matching Bill of Rights and Constitution, the four pages of the Constitution also, and frame those. Those documents, what is said in those documents is utterly unique in all of history. Example, our First Amendment, the only one. To this day, there's no First Amendment in Britain. That's our mother country, or another of our, close to being mother countries, Germany, Norway, France. Those nations have no First Amendment. There is no sentence stating that Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of speech. There's no sentence like that. Probably never will be. But we're the only one. Another, go down one more paragraph. The Second Amendment to the Constitution, the right to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. Nobody else has that. Nobody else has ever had that. We're alone. And those are just two examples of things unique about America, and that now You could say they're at risk. A little more black-pilled person would say they're gone. So gone or going, take your pick, but it's really bad. Now, to cheer us all up, I'm going to go to President Trump's messages, our leader. We have a leader. We've got something anyway. We've got a leader. We're losing, but we've got a leader. The team is not in disarray. We're not scattering off the field and running through the streets screaming. So we are still in formation, still have a leader, and we're regrouping. So I'm going to go to our leader in just a moment. Let me repeat the phone number so that you can add your thoughts. I want to hear, I really more than usual in years past, I've always wanted to hear what you think, but I'm desperately eager to hear what you think now, because I want to know, how are other patriots handling this crisis that we're in? So let me know, bury your innermost thoughts. How are you? Have you been black-pilled? Do you think it's as bad as some think it is? How much hope do you see? And where is the light at the end of the tunnel as you see it? I really want to get your wisdom. All righty, so let us go to the president. And I think I've got my sound well organized here. And let me know about that too, on how the show is doing. Like, how's my sound right now? We can get a little more intimate. I can get right up to the microphone like a rock star, or I can come back here. You tell me what sounds best for you. And so on. I've got my speakers here for sound effects. I've got those set up next to my microphone. Believe it or not, folks, this microphone into which I'm speaking has been the microphone I've been using in radio since 2003. Well before that. This is the microphone I've been using since, I'll just say 2000. But I think it was before 2000. At least 21 years, this microphone has been turned on. I never turn it off. I don't know if that's good for a microphone or bad, but it's what a champ this microphone is. It's got a big 1-inch diameter diaphragm behind a wire cage. It's just, I don't know. I got it at Guitar Center out in Southern California, 21 years ago. So here we go. I'm going to go to the president's most recent, and I'm loving this. He's now getting that volume going. Remember in the glory days of the Trump presidency, there were so many tweets, I'd be reading a tweet, and I go, oh, here comes another one. And 2 minutes old. Hot off the press from the president. I so would like to get as close back to that as we can. So here it is. Statement of Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States today. This is actually, we don't yet have a message today from the president. This is from yesterday. So I'm just assuming he's just getting warmed up. And he'll have messages coming. Now get this. This is maybe the big, big story. What's going on in Maricopa County, Arizona. That's Phoenix. Maricopa is more than half of the votes in Arizona. More than half. I don't know how. There are 2.1 million votes. Let me look at my notes here. Yes, 2.1 million votes in Maricopa County that were cast. We are told were cast in 2020. So here's the president. The entire database of Maricopa County in Arizona has been deleted! This is illegal. And the Arizona State Senate, who is leading the forensic audit, is up in arms. Additionally, seals were broken on the boxes that hold the votes. Ballots are missing. And worse, Mark Brnovich, the Attorney General of Arizona, will now be forced to look into this unbelievable election crime. Many radical left Democrats and weak Republicans, read Liz Cheney and company, are very worried about the fact that this has been exposed. Now, let me add another weak Republican, too. I'll just put this out there for your consideration, and I want to know how you feel about it. Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell. I think Kevin McCarthy in the last 24 hours made a statement that no one disagrees that Joe Biden won the presidency. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Kevin McCarthy put out a statement to that effect. No one disagrees that Joe Biden won the presidency. If Kevin McCarthy actually said or wrote that, he needs to hit the road. That's no Republican in my book. That's a rhino. No one disagrees, Kevin? Really? I guess I'm no one. And I guess every single person listening to this and every other Patriot radio show is a no one in your book. Because yes, no one does disagree with you, Kevin. All of us no ones disagree with you, you jerk. That's an open question. We know Mitch McConnell is a rhino. And Kevin McCarthy, I believe, appears to be a rhino as well. And I want to hear what you think. I'm not a know-it-all on this subject, but he looks bad to me. All right, so let's continue with the president's statement. So he says, without naming names, weak Republicans are very worried about the fact that this has been exposed. The deletion of an entire database and critical election files of Maricopa County is unprecedented. Let that sink in. It's never happened before. Many other states to follow. There can be some more unprecedented things happening. The mainstream media and radical left Democrats want to stay as far away as possible from the presidential election fraud, which should be one of the biggest stories of our time. Fox News is afraid to cover it. Isn't that beautiful to hear? Now, the president is noticing that fact, and he's excoriating the cowards behind the scenes at Fox. Not Tucker Carlson, but the cowards. And he says, at Fox, there is rarely a mention. Now, how does he know that? How does the president know that? It's because he is monitoring Fox, he and his staff. Likewise, Newsmax, now here's another one. Now, I'm reading this, by the way, for the first time to you right now. So this is, my eyes are kind of, you know, this is eye-popping to me. Likewise, Newsmax has been virtually silent on this subject because they are intimidated by threats of lawsuits. Now, I'll interject again here. Remember Lou Dobbs, the great patriot at Fox, who was run off at Fox, fired at Fox? That happened right after he said Kevin McCarthy needs to go. Days, hours after Lou Dobbs said Kevin McCarthy is a rhino, he needs to go, they shipped out Lou Dobbs instead. And part of what occurred there was that the voting machines company had listed Lou Dobbs as a defendant in a $1 billion lawsuit. Obviously lawfare, obviously fraudulent. But that was that intimidated by threats of lawsuits. One, now listen to this. One America News, OAN, one of the fastest growing networks on television and the hottest, is doing a magnificent job of exposing the massive fraud that took place. The story is only getting bigger, and at some point it will be impossible for the weak and or corrupt media not to cover. Thank you to OAN, One America News, and other brave American patriots, that's you guys out there. It is all happening quickly. Good timing, engineer. We'll go to a break. That was the end of that message from our president. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
We're back, folks.
Any man can be a fool.
So that was the end of that message from the president. I loved it. He's the president we know and love, punching hard. Punching back. What do they call him? He's a counterpuncher. He's an incredible counterpuncher. So taking down Fox right there, and there's another takedown coming up. I just peeked ahead here in his messages. There's another takedown. He's going to take down Karl Rove in a moment. You're going to love that one. In fact, let me skip to that one. I love this thing he said about Karl Rove. This is something he wrote the day before yesterday. Vintage Donald Trump. Now, everybody, you know who I'm talking about, Karl Rove. We all know Karl Rove. Why do we all know Karl Rove? Because the mainstream fake news media has been putting his fat, ugly face on our TV screens interminably for years. He was a chief advisor. Was he chief of staff even for George Walker Bush? Horrible then, horrible now. I actually have had one chance to meet him in person in St. Paul, Minnesota at the Republican convention. I actually got to talk to him alone. And I got to tell him what a slob I think he is. We were both living in the Florida Panhandle at the time. So we both traveled up to St. Paul to, by chance, meet up on the sidewalk outside the Republican convention. Anyway, here's what the president has to say about this creep. Everyone is so tired of watching Karl Rove on Fox News. Now imagine that you're Karl Rove reading this now for the first time. Are you going to wet your pants? Can you imagine that? Everyone is so tired, Carl, of watching Karl Rove on Fox News. He has played the game for decades, but all he and his buddies want to do is take your money and run. And it's worse than that. He doesn't actually want the money. He wants the power. And then run. Take the money and then keep that boot pressed into your face. He's totally in. That was me. That was my interjection. I can't improve on the president. He's totally ineffective and does not represent the MAGA movement in any way, shape, or form. He called me on the evening of November 3rd, 2020, election night, to congratulate me on my, quote, quoting Karl Rove, great win, unquote. When it was revealed the election was rigged and stolen, he flew the coop. Donate your money far more wisely at DonaldJTrump.com. To that I say, hear, hear. But isn't that wonderful to get singled out by the greatest political force in history for condemnation on that order right there? So tired of you, Carl. But watch Fox. I mean, you know, now if you're an executive at Fox, let's go into that guy's shoes. James and Lachlan Murdoch, the sons of Rupert Murdoch. If you're any one of those three and you read this message from the president, how do you rationalize to yourself putting Karl Rove back on Fox yet again, yet another day? He's a daily occurrence at Fox. I'm sure he's even getting paid by Fox. You can be sure of that. And what if you're one of the Fox hosts who, you know, you're desperate to keep your job? You don't want to walk the plank as Lou Dobbs was forced to walk the plank. You don't want to be next, do you? So you're not going to talk back to James or Lachlan or Rupert Murdoch. So they schedule, and that's how this sort of thing happens. They let you know that Karl Rove is going to appear on your show. Let's say you're, let's think of one of these people, Brett Baer. I think Brett Baer puts Karl Rove on lots and lots. Come on, Brett Baer, grow a pair. But he's told he's going to have Karl Rove on his show, so he puts him on. In the same way that when Brett Baer is told that he's going to have New Jersey governor and neocon rhino Chris Christie on his show, he puts him on. That's another one that part of Fox, they're featuring this total loser, Chris Christie, who hates Donald Trump and who wants to run for president in 2024 and wants to do anything he can to damage Donald Trump, just like Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger or any of these other neocons, Ben Sasse, Mitt Romney. There aren't that many, fortunately. So there you go. So imagine you're one of these hosts. You're Brett Baer. No, you got to, you know, when they say jump, you just have to say how high. Not much independence there among those Fox hosts. I'll exempt Tucker Carlson. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. We're back, folks. Let's continue down here. The president's messages in the last 2 days to us. All righty, we're back. And done with Karl Rove there for the moment. Oh, and by the way, let me comment. I mentioned I exempt Tucker Carlson from the condemnation of what's going on at Fox. You'll notice Alex Jones does the same thing. He'll play long clips right from Tucker Carlson. Jones thinks Carlson is that good. And I agree. Carlson is really good. Jeanine Pirro, of course, is on my A-list. She's really good, and I play her frequently. I love what she puts out. She's the top cable show for Saturdays. The top cable show for Sundays. I have two favorites on Sunday. Maria Bartiromo. She's on Fox Business. She's wonderful. And then Mark Levin. He's very good. But that's just about it. Now, let's talk about Sean Hannity for a moment. I've always put Sean Hannity on my A-list, but I'll tell you, I think I'm reading the tea leaves here, trying to read his mind, but I'm thinking he's he's wringing his hands a little, I think, lately. From what I read, who knows if this is accurate, Sean Hannity might laugh that this number, it's just a news report, but his pay at Fox, according to what I read, is $36 million a year. That's a lot of money. And if Sean Hannity were to go the way of Lou Dobbs and lose that job at Fox, his pay would probably go down to $1 million. Or, you know, he would go way down. Let's put it that way. So Sean Hannity has a very strong vested interest in staying employed at Fox, which means, to some extent, he would deny this, and he has explicitly on the air, and but it has to be said that there is a built-in motive to try to please Lachlan Curry, Lachlan and James and Rupert Murdoch, and whoever else he has to be pleased there. I think one of the people, for instance, who just was recently put on the board of directors, well, a couple of years ago, put on the board of directors of Fox, the Fox Corporation, is Paul Ryan. Yes, Mr. Rhino himself, Mr. Speaker of the House when Donald Trump was elected magnificently in 2016, who then succeeded in screwing everything up when the president had the House and the Senate. And Paul Ryan was very effective in blunting, in slowing the Trump charge, in being a Liz Cheney, being a Mitt Romney. So Paul Ryan has gone from his retirement from government into now a controlling position at, well, the other branch of the Democratic Party, which is the news media, at Fox News Corporation. So, but now let me give you a couple data points of, like, to me, show that Sean Hannity isn't sure what he's doing exactly. He did a show within the last 10 days. He did a bizarre show, bizarre episode, in which he said, okay, this is going to be very graphic. You might want to take children out of the room, but I'm going to show you a fight scene from mixed martial arts, MMA. And then he goes on, this is needless. Why does he say this? I'm a mixed martial artist myself. I practice, you know, I don't know what he says, an hour a day, something like that. He's kind of sticks his chest out and acts as if, you know, you wouldn't want to get into a bar fight with Sean Hannity. You'd lose for sure. Who cares? I mean, this is not what we need to hear. Your skill at hand combat. But anyway, he puts that out there. But then here's the bizarre thing. He then shows us an episode that's totally unrelated to anything. Who the hell wants to see this? I thought it was unenjoyable. It's just a fight that occurred that he thought was so remarkable that everybody needed to see it, of one, you know, completely unknown, who gives a rat's ass about MMA, but one MMA fighter launches a kick at another MMA fighter, and he kicks with his shin, and he kicks really hard, and his blow, right, he kicks right in the middle of his shin, and he's trying to sweep the other guy's feet out from under him with that kick, but he misses, and he hits the guy almost on the knee when the guy's knee is bent and planted on the mat. In other words, it's like kicking a tree stump. And his leg breaks, snaps instantly, and the leg actually bends 90 degrees, or, you know, a lot, the wrong direction. And it looks ugly, and it is ugly. And it's so painful, the guy doesn't even register the shock on his face for a while. But, Sean, we didn't need to see that. That isn't something that's important to us. Why is that important to you? Our country, our republic, our nation, our freedom, our families, everything is at stake. We don't give a rat's ass about some idiot who in mixed martial arts, who breaks his own leg kicking another guy in the knee. We don't want to see it. So why did he put that on there? I'll give you another bizarre moment. All this is within the last 2 weeks of Sean Hannity's show. He puts on, you know, the person, some of us that are older, we remember him as Bruce Jenner, who was a decathlete. And I think I actually met Bruce Jenner at the Lutheran Church in the Pacific Palisades many years ago. I'm not sure, but I think I may have. But in any event, he appeared at a church event. I was just visiting that church. One of my little buddies invited me. I was just a little kid. But Bruce Jenner is now this person. Let me try to remember the name. Caitlyn, I think, I still uses Jenner, I think. Caitlyn Jenner. He claims he's a woman. And he is hideous. Caitlyn Jenner is hideous. It's painful to watch, painful to look at this person. This Botox, plastic surgery, padded brassiere, horrible, horrible. Sean, what were you thinking? Now he puts Caitlyn Jenner on and he interviews Caitlyn for like an hour. And then he urges us to go watch the full extended interview on another, you know, another Fox channel. And then Caitlyn Jenner, so Sean Hannity immediately blows Caitlyn Jenner up by putting her on his number one rated cable show. Come on, Bruce Jenner, just a weirdo, just a whack job. But then Caitlyn Jenner starts putting out all these, you know, I support open borders. We need more immigrants. Blah, 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 blah. That's your fault, Sean. You don't magnify this idiot. You don't put him on your show. It's the same as your mixed martial arts moment with a guy breaking his leg horribly. Caitlyn Jenner is worse than the broken leg episode. Then I'll give you a third one that I think shows, you know, there's something going on here. I don't know. Just in the last 48 hours, this was an amazing show. This shows the power of Sean Hannity. It's extraordinary. He has lined up like 1, 2, 3, like they're lined up, you know, like for a final exam or something, for an interview. He's got Steve Scalise. He's got Kevin McCarthy and then Elise Stefanik, the three top people in the Republican Party in the House, Scalise, McCarthy and Stefanik. And then he goes down the row saying, you know, are you people, you know, are you on board? Are you going with the Rhino position? Are you going with the Liz Cheney position? Because Stefanik was there because the House caucus had just voted Cheney out and installed Stefanik. But it was this weird thing of, I don't know how, I mean, Sean Hannity, to get those three people to sit straight in their chairs and be grilled by Hannity shows Hannity's power. It's extraordinary. But so we're wondering here now, Stefanik is claiming she's a real Trump supporter and she said some very good things since the 2016 election and she endorsed Trump very strongly in 2020. But McCarthy, remember McCarthy, he said Donald Trump had made was irresponsible in holding his January 6th rally, his wonderful rally on the Capitol Mall, actually in the Capitol Ellipse. Wonderful rally, but of course extended all the way down the mall, all the way down to where Donald Trump couldn't see or have any influence, all the way down the other end of the mall where idiots were a very small number of real idiots, very small number. And I'm saying provocateurs, agent provocateur, very possibly were conducting what they called the breach of the Capitol. And I was watching some of the watching some of looking at some of the cases have been filed against some of them. And there are a very small number of people who are doing things like squirting pepper spray at police. And they came with that pepper spray. They were prepared with that pepper spray. Nobody came with any weapon. Strange revolution where people forget to have weapons. But they were, somebody was intentionally spraying pepper spray at police. I'd like to know more about those people. Anyway, McCarthy said that the president was irresponsible in holding the January 6th rally, the wonderful rally that might have been attended. We don't know. No one will ever know. Could have been 1 million people. Could easily have been 500,000 people. Was certainly at least 250,000 people. It was humongous on a cold day, 40 degrees, after the election, after the theft of the election, which should have demoralized everybody. Everybody should be down in the dumps. Everybody should be saying, to hell with politics. I give up. This is no good. I'm going to go fishing. No. They got in their cars on planes and trains, and they went to D.C. to hear their leader give a magnificent speech, a tremendous speech by Eric Trump, a tremendous speech by Donald Trump Jr. It was a glorious rally. But anyway, so Hannity, I can't point to anything really weird that he did with that interview with those three people, Scalise, McCarthy, and Stefanik. But the question is, do we have real Republicans? Do we have real MAGA supporters? Do we have real Trump people? We've got to have real Trump people. Now, this is, and now we're going to go back to Trump's messages, but the first thing Donald Trump has to do in organizing us as his defeated army, he's got to keep us together there at Valley Forge. He's got to keep us there through the winter. And then he's got to come out with a plan. The first thing he's got to do to keep us together is he's got to get rid of the turncoats in the camp. And he's got to secure the Patriot Army there in Valley Forge. That's where we are right now. This is our winter. So that's, he's got to run Liz Cheney out. Check mark. Done. Liz Cheney, run out. Now, she will not be reelected in Wyoming. If she's reelected by the Republicans of Wyoming, there's only two possibilities. One, we as patriots, we're not going to make it. If Wyoming Republicans reelect Liz Cheney, we're not going to make it. Because it means the rot is too deep, the stupidity is too great. The cowardice is too huge. But the other possibility, if she gets reelected, is exactly what happened in 2016, exactly what the president was talking about in Maricopa County. And this is one reason for being blackpilled. This is one reason for being discouraged. They have truly corrupted elections in America. They have truly mastered a way to completely fake an election. Joe Biden did not get 80 million votes. And I heard a guy on the radio in the last 24 hours, try to remember who it was, but he was very eloquent on this subject. He said this, he said, this was a guy in Arizona who was part of this audit and this recount. He said, just before the election, November 3rd, 2020, there were two rallies in Maricopa County that tell the story of what really happened in Maricopa. Now, remember, Joe Biden carried Maricopa County, 2.1 million votes in that county. That caused him to carry Arizona by 10,000 votes. He carried Maricopa by 40,000. That gave him Arizona by 10,000. Now, get this. No Republican had ever lost in Maricopa since Harry S. Truman. And I can't give you Truman's middle name because he doesn't have one. He just has a middle initial. Isn't that weird? Harry S. Truman in 1948 was the last guy to carry Maricopa County. That's a long time. Republicans have carried it every time since. How did Joe Biden carry it in 2016? More. Donald Trump carried, I forget what the exact number is, there are something like 17 bellwether counties in America that always vote with a winner. Always, always they vote with a winner in the presidential election. And that's why they're called bellwethers. If you know who won in those counties, you know who won the presidential election. It's just, it's a statistical damn near certainty. Donald Trump carried all but one of them. It was either 16 of 17 or 15 of 16. He carried all but one of the bellwether counties in 2020. And he lost? No, he didn't. And then I'm going to give you the most remarkable data point right after this break. You're going to love it. We'll be right back.
Like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. If I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving, I'm proud and
proud.
I got a song to say. Well, I've said a few things and
I'll admit it. You got to hump and get it. Hey, we're back here, folks. And the thank you, Merle. Merle's got that same trait that Donald Trump has, which is he just says it. He just says what he means. And he says what every... This is another marvelous trait of Donald Trump that explains his enormous popularity as a populist. He says, so many people have said this, like, well, what do you like about Donald Trump? What is it about him? And they say, I'll include myself, he says what I'm thinking. He says what I'm thinking. In other words, he does actually, this is the principle of representative government, he does represent us. And that's weird. that hasn't happened in so long that you got to get used to it to even grasp that what's going on there. A person in Washington who actually represents us, who thinks as we do, who does as we would wish would be done. That's it. We've come to regard that as impossible with creeps like Liz Cheney and her creepy father, Dick Cheney, and then their bosom buddy, George Walker Bush, who's out. Now, what's he doing? What's George Walker Bush? Now, believe it or not, you may not know this, but Dick Cheney is still alive. I think he's 80 years old or something like that. And he is in, I think he's in Wyoming. I don't know, but he's gone dark, I guess. But George Walker Bush, sadly, hasn't gone dark. He's out there beating the bushes to hurt Trump, even though Trump hasn't even announced he's running. Bush is out there. His biggest goal, George Bush's biggest goal, other than appearing in vaccination ads with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, urging everybody, insisting that everybody has to get do your part. We're all together in this. Get your vaccination. I wonder if those three guys actually have been vaccinated. You know, these are the type of people do as I say, not as I do. I'll bet you one of those three hasn't really even been vaccinated. But anyway, that's the last time we see George Bush urging, and notice, of course, markedly absent from that trio appearing. With something in the Capitol as the backdrop or something, is Donald Trump. And I'll talk, you know, we'll have a chance to talk if we get a caller who calls on it. I'll talk about it. It's a complex issue, Donald Trump and the vaccine. It's something we can talk about. But I love his endorsement of OAN that just occurred. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.